Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I know it may not be your, like, preferred genre, but that song by Los Lobos is fantastic. I mean, it just is. And from one of my all-time favorite action movies, Desperado. Okay. Nothing on that topic other than this. A couple of notes. First of all, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be doing the Transgressive Memorial Service, where I play the part of a woke pastor, mourning, passing, commemorating the loss of those we had to cancel this week. In about a half hour, we'll be continuing our series. I went out to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office training range the other day and learned a ton about the weapons use policies and also, you know, tactics and skills and building those capabilities that they go through. And, you know, it's a multi-part series. We'll be doing it for several days at 6:35, and it's very interesting. Later in the show at 7:35, we continue our conversation about the tenant commands on board NES Pensacola, Whiting, and Corey Station. This time, talking with what I can only describe as probably a surprise guest to most of you. A U.S. Air Force colonel who operates a major tenant command at NES Pensacola. And most people at this point are like, what you mean, Air Force? Exactly. That's why I'm doing this series. Anyway, that'll be at 7:30. Actually, 9 this morning is when it usually starts. For now, though, oh my God, it's the last day of qualifying. And holy smokes, did Escambia County not disappoint. Escambia County has not disappointed in the crazy hijinks at the last minute. In preparation for the election. Oh, my goodness. I kid you, I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. It's just amazing. So here's where we stand. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday. I'll give you one example. Unless something changes, here's how it's going to stand. Pam Childers is going to, you know, run without opposition and get reelected. Sheriff Simmons is going to run without opposition and get reelected because you had two different people say they were going to run, and then they didn't. They withdrew. Chris Jones, this is kind of an interesting one. Chris Jones was running without opposition until yesterday when he sent out a press release saying that he's not going to run for reelection the day before we have the election. Now, most of you, if you know anything about how all this stuff works, your first reaction is, why didn't he drop out sooner so that more people who might consider a run but aren't going to throw in on 24 hours notice would have a chance to do so? Well, it turns out Gary Bubba Peters, who's a longtime his deputy and a District 5 representative on the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is apparently going to run and is a very natural replacement for him and has, you know, been, you know, in that deputy job for years. Also, I asked the question, and the answer I got about, not from Chris, but sort of somebody told me, is he's actually been trying to qualify. He said it's family stuff that he just doesn't think he can give his all to the job anymore. So even this week that he was working on the qualification and in communication, and so it's not like this was some plan to just, you know, last minute hand it off to somebody in an uncontested election. I know Chris, and I don't think he would do that anyway, but that has been done in the past. So that's just so you know, but I don't think that's what's going on here. Scott Lunsford is going to, you know, be reelected without opposition tax collector. And here's where things get interesting. Robert Bender has a Republican opponent in Bruce Childers, the husband and attorney husband of Pam Childers, the clerk of the court and the comptroller. There are a couple of other candidates in that election that are active and pre-filed but have not qualified. I don't think any of them will qualify. And so that, including Carrie Young, who had filed as a Democrat, she's a friend, but she didn't follow through with that process. She's not going to qualify. So what you're going to have there is an open primary. Robert Bender and Bruce Childers are going to run for that job, and everybody will get to vote in the primary, and the primary will determine the election. There will not be a general election in that unless something changes. Commissioner District 1, Stephen Berry, faces an opponent who is now qualified, a no-party affiliate. District 5, Stephen Berry does have an active qualified no-party opponent in Joshua Roberson. Unless something dramatic changes, which I don't expect it to, you will have a general election then between Stephen Berry and this no-party affiliate candidate, and that'll be it. There will be no primary. District 1, Jeff Burgosh, who had been running against Steve Stroberger, who had formerly been Mike Kohler's chief of staff, who is now running against him and therefore had to resign his job. Republicans in a primary that is now closed because you had Tyler Alger, a write-in candidate. Okay, a write-in candidate, closed it to Republicans only. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, Jesse Casey, who has run before for this seat, who has been Jeff Burgosh's chief of staff, has filed a run. Which means that all Jeff would have to do, or Stephen, or Jesse, would be to win a plurality and not have to win an actual majority. So did Jesse, and he's not resigned, but he is on long-term leave. That's how I checked with the county administrator, and that's how the provision works. Remember the Jonathan Owens rule, the one that said that now you have to resign to run against the county commissioner? Jesse Casey is no longer acting as Jeff's chief of staff, but he is now running against him. Most people observing this have a hefty dose of side eye, thinking, A, why is Jesse running again? And B, well, this helps Jeff Burgosz because now he doesn't have to win a majority. They're going to split the anti-Burgosz vote two ways, and all he has to do is beat the other two. I share that analysis. Lumen May is going to be elected without opposition unless John Johnson qualifies today, and if he does, then you would have a general election only because it's Republican versus Democrat. And then finally, in District 4, you have three qualified Republicans and a qualified Democrat, meaning that the winner of the Republican primary will face Ron Helms in the general election come the fall. Clear enough for you? Oh, there's also going to be an open primary for District 1 ECUA. Vicki Campbell and Jim Faxling are both qualified as Republicans, so the winner of that will win the election. So lots of interesting stuff, if it's not crazy enough. And it could change today. You know, we'll see what happens. 6:16 on News Radio Pensacola. We got John Pickens with traffic, sir. John?
That's right. Frontier Motors is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents on the big board right now. But if you're traveling Highway 90 through that construction zone, you're going to see some slowdown southbound heading into Pensacola. Other than that, that's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you've got a pest problem of any kind you want to get taken care of, particularly the fire ants, insect, they'll come take care of that. You know, regular ants too, but fire ants particularly, they have a one-time treatment, bonds with the soil, and protects you against them for a full year. $25 off a new annual fire ant contract right now. Mosquitoes, cockroaches, termites, there's, you know, 25 of the most common pests that we have in this area, including, you know, fleas, rodents, even, you know, whatever the problem is, they can take care of you. You get $50 off right now for a limited time, an annual new annual pest control contract. Find out more or schedule an appointment at NSEC.net.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Is your timeshare suffocating you? Are you feeling powerless because you were sold a bad investment that is nothing like you were promised? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you're ready to get rid of that timeshare, I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free, exposing the timeshare industry scams with all your options for cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is today at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the television show Wheel of Fortune. As most of you by now know, after 41 years of hosting Wheel, Pat Sajak recently retired. In a fair world, this would have provided an excellent opportunity for the game show hosting community to finally prove it's not just a boys' club if they'd hired the beloved and talented Vanna White for the position. Instead, the job was given to the champion of the insert generic white male TV show host name here contest, Ryan Seacrest. This snub alone would justify canceling Wheel. But in thinking about this show, we suddenly realized what a genuine horror spectacle we were watching. As described in the Dish Network program guide, Wheel of Fortune is, quote, a classic game show version of Hangman, in which contestants solve word problems for cash and prizes. Hangman? Oh, this will not do. Now, although it's true enough that Wheel of Fortune contestants don't compete against the morbid spectacle of a child gradually constructing a stick figure hanging by a rope from the government gallows, surely you see that Wheel of Fortune is a gateway game to such disturbing entertainment. And as our religion rightly condemns the moral atrocity of any government depriving someone of their right to life, we cannot countenance anything that would simulate such a thing as an entertainment. Should children really be drawing corpses that begin as disembodied heads, necks, bodies, arms, legs, and sometimes feet? Of course not. And just consider what color the hanged man normally is. Drawn with a pencil, the body is usually black, in color portrayed on the backdrop of white paper, whose simulated life depends on some Jim Crow era type game of spelling that's clearly designed to remind children that at one time whites repressed freed slaves by refusing to teach them their letters? Oh no, dear brethren. Even if Vanna had been given the job of host, rather than continuing as the eye candy letter illuminator object of misogynistic fantasy, the association of Wheel of Fortune with such a racist and violent children's game would be more than enough to outweigh the good. Wheel no longer is our newest chant. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, it's time to implement level 2 sanctions against TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods stores for placing body cameras on all of their employees. The problem here, of course, is that they are doing this to reduce shoplifting, a very backward, judgmental, and bigoted term that serves to reinforce the repressive capitalist culture we suffer under by pretending that concepts like private property and ownership are anything but mechanisms for the patriarchy to keep repressing our proletarian brethren, sister, and other. Since we are firm believers in property liberation, whether through redistributionist taxation or through five-finger discountification, we definitely hate to see anything that inhibits the reappropriation of goods from the store haves to the shopper have-nots go into effect. However, there is a silver lining here. We do appreciate another significant step being made towards the complete modern surveillance state in which everyone learns to be afraid all the time because everything they do or say is being recorded by someone for evaluation, judgment, and potential cancellation. When the Wokeizer 4000 artificial intelligence system finally deploys next year, any person caught on any video mouthing disfavored words or ideas can be immediately docked social media credits or escalated to a crisis response team who can be tasked with other, more serious penalties. Since the heretics among us will certainly resist this threat-based pathway to our utopian virtue state, we must get them to be comfortable with cameras everywhere first before we can really convert technology to the cause of compulsory truth-speaking. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
finally, we want to celebrate the work being done by the Indian River County School Board in southeastern Florida, who recently decided to remove from their school libraries Alan Gratz's book, Ban This Book. For those of you unfamiliar, Ban This Book is the fictional story of a fourth grade girl named Amy Ann who attends a school, much like those in Indian River, where many books have been removed from the library. In response, she starts bringing the contraband literature to school and running an underground lending library of her own to her fellow students, sharing verboten reading materials with them from her locker. Well, when the Indian River School Board heard about this book, they immediately voted to remove it because, as they said, quote, the title itself and the themes challenge our authority, and because it is, quote, teaching rebellion of school board authority. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. How can we be celebrating a Florida school board which has removed so many of the books we celebrate, especially those affirming participation in the most pure and holy acronym string, LGBTQIA2S+. Indian River has been homophobic, biphobic, transphobic, queerphobic, two-spirit phobic, and even math symbol phobic in their censorship. In this, of course, we oppose them. But don't you see? The core message of rebellion against authority in this properly banned book is simply unacceptable. The one place we wokists agree with those horrid groups like Moms for Liberty is that we firmly believe in telling people what to think and demanding that they submit their impure minds to our collective authority. If a child can stand up for herself and disobey the administrators of her school, then what is to stop the journalist, or the radio host, or the blogger, or the comedian from standing up for themselves and saying hurtful words in disobedience to the wise and true collective will of our thought leaders and cancellation dispensers? So even though most of their book bans are an error, in this one case, we celebrate you, Indian River County School Board, for making the world safer for authoritarianism by squelching free speech, including free speech about free speech. Bravo. Hear, hear. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please pick up a map to the protest we're staging tonight outside the sports bar showing the NBA Finals Game 3 between the Mavericks and the Celtics. Although we certainly have many issues with professional sports, this protest will focus on our one demand: that we stop calling it the National Basketball Association and instead commence referring to it as the Men's National Basketball Association. You see, right now we have the NBA and the WNBA, but this obviously lends itself to the idea that the NBA is the normal or common organization for basketball and the WNBA is somehow different or divergent from the norm. And we say this genderist microaggression via acronym choice is not acceptable. Just imagine if the NCAA had women's soccer and soccer, instead of women's soccer and men's soccer. You don't have women's gymnastics and regular gymnastics, you have women's gymnastics and men's gymnastics. And this is obvious because we don't want to promote the sexist notion that somehow sports are a male domain by default, and that therefore women's sports is the addition, the asterisk, the variant, the modifier, or the afterthought. No. So to remedy this insignificant significance, we simply demand that the NBA rename itself as the MNBA and stop promoting the lie that men's leagues are too good for one extra letter in the acronym. The protest starts at 6 p.m. Be sure to bring your protest posters and tambourines. Refreshments this week are provided by Cotton Pick and Not So Good, a healthy and nutritious fiber replacement snack bar made from a patented 40-60 blend of pulverized corn cobs and dried corn husks. In an effort to human cycle the millions of tons of corn waste generated each year, these gluten-free human chew toys serve as both the ideal breakfast bar and a perfect colonoscopy aid. Cotton Pick and Not So Good. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
6:29 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got our traffic for us. John?
I don't know how to follow that up, my friend. I really don't, mass symbols. Okay. taking a look at traffic right now. I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly. No accidents to let you know about here. Let's see. On Scenic Highway, you're going to see a minor delay heading onto 90 to get onto the bridges to head to Pace. Just small delay there. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I have a 15-second window for a news headline, David. What you got?
Well, how about this? Tesla shareholders have now voted to reinstate CEO Elon Musk's compensation package nearly half a year now after a Delaware court had voided it.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. the Escambia County Sheriff's Office training facility. Talking about that coming up next after local news with David after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's met one-on-one with the Italian prime minister in Italy at the G7 summit of world leaders.
He is expected to talk about artificial intelligence with Pope Francis, who is the first pope to participate in G7 talks. On Thursday, the U.S. sealed a new 10-year pledge to build Ukraine's defenses. G7 leaders also announced a new $50 billion loan for Ukraine, underwritten by the U.S. and backed by frozen Russian assets.
Fox's Madeleine Rivera, former President Trump, during a meeting with House Republicans yesterday, called this summer's host of the Republican convention, Milwaukee, a horrible city, later telling Fox.
Well, I think it was very clear what I meant. I said we're very concerned with crime. I love Milwaukee. I have great friends in Milwaukee.
The Democratic National Committee plans to put up billboards around the city, quoting the former president, calling Milwaukee horrible. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is 76 degrees and a beautiful Friday morning here in Pensacola. Former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill has been cleared of several ethics violation complaints. Those complaints made last year by David Baer, chairman of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board and CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. The complaints involved filing inaccurate financial disclosure forms after Underhill had left office. The News Journal reporting that the Ethics Commission ruled that there was no probable cause for the complaints and dismissed them. Of course, Underhill had previously faced ethics complaints that resulted in a $35,000 fine back in 2020. One person has died after a four-vehicle crash on the Escambia Bay Bridge yesterday. That happened just after 2 p.m. on I-10 East. One of the four vehicles caught on fire after that crash. Escambia County did confirm that one person had died. Three other people hurt in that crash were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. FHP is still investigating that crash. An 18-year-old Louisiana man was arrested after leading FHP troopers on an extremely high-speed chase that went through both Santa Rosa and into Escambia counties. Troopers say they first noticed this black Ford Mustang driving at more than 130 miles per hour around mile marker 35 on I-10 West. Troopers say they attempted to stop the vehicle and it sped up to 150 miles per hour. Eventually, that vehicle exited on Scenic Highway in Escambia County and parked in a driveway. Troopers say they noticed the vehicle and then it took back off and began driving aggressively. That's when they called off the chase. The vehicle was later found in Baldwin County, where the driver, 18-year-old Romero Nail, was arrested. A Pensacola man already serving a life sentence in prison for murder has been handed a second life sentence now. 25-year-old Ellis Clark was already in prison for killing Marcus Atienza. He and co-defendant Nicholas Wells had been sentenced for that murder last year, but this week Clark was found guilty of shooting and killing 24-year-old Andrew Howard at the Northwoods apartment complex in December of 2020. Prosecutors say Clark was attempting to rob Howard at gunpoint when he shot and killed him. Prosecutors say Clark had conspired again with Nicholas Wells, who was Howard's half-brother, to rob him of a substantial amount of money. Wells was also charged but took a plea deal. He was sentenced to 20 years. Clark's two life sentences will be served consecutively. Looks like it'll be another wet day in South Florida today. The National Weather Service there with a flood watch in effect again for Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties. They say over 12 inches of rain have fallen in South Florida since Tuesday of this week. And the FAA now looking at what impact future SpaceX launches could potentially have on the environment. The federal agency holding a public information meeting yesterday at the Kennedy Space Center. They're studying how Starship and Super Heavy launches could potentially affect air and water quality. It is coming up now on 6:35. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing on the roads right now?
Well, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, even 98 are flowing smoothly. Seeing a little backup right now on Highway 29. You're going to see some delay there between Airport and Olive Road. And also Highway 90 heading out of Pace. That construction zone is going to get you, so just be careful there. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
We are going to have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the weather nice and sunny on Saturday with a high near 95. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. For Sunday, 50% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Low Sunday night near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we have 76 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits jumped to the highest level in 10 months last week. The Labor Department reported unemployment applications for the week ending June 8th rose by 13,000 to 242,000. That is up from the 229,000 the week before. The unemployment rate edged up for a second straight month to 4%. Tesla shareholders have voted to ratify CEO Elon Musk's pay package worth up to $56 billion after a Delaware judge rescinded it in January. The vote in support of the compensation plan doesn't override the court's ruling, but provides a public relations victory for Musk and could help his efforts to sway a court. Shareholders also voted in favor of moving Tesla's incorporation from Delaware to Texas. Futures are moderately lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 65, the NASDAQ up 59. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio Pensacola. The music is a little out of place, I know, for Sheriff Simmons, but it's because the other day I had a chance to go over to the range and watch how they do their training and partake in some of it. Yesterday we talked a little bit about that. There are people I've been interviewing here on this sort of, it's a video I will post eventually, but Lieutenant Drew Kilgren, who is the head of the SWAT team, and then Sergeant Josh Hendershot, who is one of the training instructors out there. And after being outside with the actual range part, went into the first classroom, and in the first classroom, the one thing you'd need to understand is they have these blue guns that are the exact shape and size of the SIGs that the police officers carry, deputies carry, but they're, of course, non-functional. And that's the next phase of learning gun familiarity and basic training.
Basically, firearm education, cleaning, all that type thing. And then we've got a TV behind us where we'll go over PowerPoints, informational-based stuff, weapon safety, weapon storage, procedural things, go over the day, what they can expect out of what the cadre is going to give them, and then we'll come back in at the end of the day. How did they do?
Close the door!
Type thing. You can see that, like on the desk right now, that they've got their blue guns here. That's what they have to carry on their holster just to start getting inoculated with, like the carry gun.
Like the presence of it and also the safety mechanism of withdrawing it from the holster, so all of the things
drawing,
that get
them. Drawing, okay. Manipulating, all those type things.
And this is nothing. This is not mechanical. This is just a dead object, right?
It's literally a chunk of plastic that replicates the size and weight of a normal duty.
Okay, so it's it's unloaded by weight about. So
you can see that it's just a cored out piece of plastic.
All right. But it's just ultimately breeding familiarity and comfort. Okay.
No one's like to have to take one around. We just want to inoculate them to what this
right.
experience is like.
So will all of their classroom training take place in here for the most part?
Yes, sir. So only stuff related to the range here.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Whenever you go back to our main office there, we have a whole separate training building that's off site from the sheriff's office just down the road by the garage.
Okay.
And inside there is where we have multiple large classrooms. Shooting simulator, force on force room, which is kind of similar to what you're going to see when we move over here to the shoot house.
Okay.
And then the defensive tactics room.
Okay.
And then
great.
All of our administrative offices are also located within.
So this room and that fake gun is just teaching stance, teaching grip, draw, aim, and gun familiarity by carrying it around in your holster all the time, something that's like a gun.
If you took it in a sense that if you had somebody new, right, you got to teach them to, they got to crawl before they can walk.
Right.
And that's the progression step. Right now, they are learning basic marksmanship, weapon safety, weapons handling. And like Lieutenant also said, with the blue guns, from day one, they're wearing vests, they're wearing full duty belt, they're wearing all that stuff to get accustomed to what they're going to be exposed to. Because we don't get to choose our environment that we work in. We don't get to choose how hot it is, if it's raining, right? So we want them to learn and develop to deal with that now. So it's one less thing they have to concern themselves with afterwards. But what you're seeing out here, again, was that baby step of, hey, we're teaching them how to, just simple as working a retention holster that we have to do 2-3 steps.
Which, I remember the first time I had to operate one. I was like, how do you even get this gun out?
Because
you've got special mech. Because you don't want somebody grabbing it.
Right.
It's simple, but you want to be able to grab it yourself.
What we're talking about there is that police officers carry their gun in a special holster that requires a manipulation of a device in order to get it out. You can't just pull it out. And it's a little tricky if you're not familiar with that operation, which it's supposed to be, because you don't want a bad guy jumping up and grabbing your gun out of your holster.
And when we do that, it's just the repetitions before they even shot, they spent 2 days out here working holsters and working dummy rounds to learn how to clear my functions and not panic and do all of those things so that when we start shooting, if that were happening or if it were to happen, heaven forbid, later on in a gunfight or some other use of force situation, that they're not going to freeze and not know what to do. So
right.
It's that continual evolution. And when we go into the other room, you'll see and we'll discuss further about that evolution.
Everything about this process is muscle memory, training, familiarity, comfort, just like learning to drive, learning to hold, aim, shoot, not shoot, all of that.
So in here, they're going to learn familiarity with a weapon and, I assume, stance, aim, just very, very basic how to shoot before there's actually a gun in their hands.
From the ground up, it's from stance to where they should have their body to where they should develop their hands, ride in the elevator, gun over in front of their eyes. They're learning all those basic skills because you basically want to think of it in a concept is that we're trying to make them take a conscious thing they're doing now, get unconscious. Just like if I was to ask you right now, like how many times did you use your turn signal on the way over here?
Right.
We want that to be like an unconscious thought to manipulate and have accuracy and all those things so they can think about all this other stuff that we're talking about, the decision making, concentrating, is this a threat? Is someone else's life in danger? Is my life in danger? So that best decision could be made possible in that moment.
Just like when you're driving, if somebody has to think about which pedal to hit to brake or where the horn is, in an emergency, it's not going to help.
If you broke that down in a firearm, you're talking about being able to, like we said before, successfully draw. Where to reload? How to reload? Why am I? It comes with pure instruction through the knowledge that's been accumulated through great training staff and hardworking individuals, to lieutenant going down to SWAT schools and bringing stuff back and everybody bringing it back, to a non-conscious just action. Because the less I have to think about when it hits the fan, the better off I am, right? Because a lot of things happen physiologically that don't allow me to function as well, or I start to experience things. And I'm sure in a high stress environment, you yourself felt like it was near death. We start to experience tunnel vision, we start auditory exclusion, all of those things, and how to combat that by just breathing, by making sure I if I have a threat in front of me, last thing I want to do is come down here and do a reload and look up and like, oh, he's not there. Like, it's a surprise, right?
Yeah.
No, he's gonna move. So it's all of those things. So again, baby steps, right? Crawl, walk, and then through the rest of their career, they'll get that continual evolution of training.
And what Sergeant Hendershot is talking about there is, a natural, normal way to reload your gun, if you got a pistol in your hand, is you pull it down in front of you, you're looking down, you select the ejection, you grab a mag and you put it in, you slap it in, then you bring the gun back on, up on target. But where have you been looking that whole time? Down. What happens if something transforms in front of you? Bad. Really, really bad. So, for example, a real basic thing is you keep the gun up and you keep your head up, and so everything is still in front of you while you're dropping the mag to the ground and throwing one back in. I mean, like, but that's the kind of stuff that, I have bad habits because I haven't been trained properly. And then you learn why, why do you do this stuff and train properly? We'll come back to this in just a second, because I'm just telling you, my general overall takeaway from this experience was the unbelievable professionalism in the training that goes into this Gambie County Sheriff's Office and our partner agencies in the Panhandle, because it's, and some of the newest technology and just availability of training opportunities that they have there is, I mean, there's no better. Period. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
And, I never thought about when you drop the mag, you look down to reload it. I never really thought about that.
Well, and even simple things like, if you're practicing at the range, you don't drop the mag on the floor. You remove it.
Yes.
And you put it on the table. All of that is counterproductive because that's not what you do in a real situation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Now when I watch live PD tonight, I'll have to
pay attention.
Observe. Mm-hmm. All right. Taking a look at your traffic right now. If you're on Brent Lane and Highway 29, right where it changes into Beverly Parkway, both east and westbound lanes are really slow right now. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the basic weapons classroom. And, again, this is a lot of this training is very new because, even as recently as 12 years ago when Lieutenant Kilgren started, it was a completely different set of expectations and processes and, frankly, not training that they do now train so heavily.
Yeah, there is all kinds of concepts that now go in this. So just like the Sarge was saying, is all this is the basic bottom level just to get you proficient, to show that you're allowed to carry the gun. It's giving you your driver's license, basically. Not saying you're a race car driver yet, but you've got the basic allowing you to tote the firearm.
Right.
And then we have to build on those skills. When I first came here 12 years ago and we got out of our car, just with all the other guys, and we come out here and we shoot our gun and we qualify, and they give you a high five. You come in here and clean your gun, and you go home. I was like, man, this is kind of weird.
It's a little bare bones.
I've been training now for 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
And through all the cadre here and being involved, is their investment in training has really changed. So now the qualification is just a mere thing that you're just coming out and you're knocking out.
It shouldn't even be close.
Yeah, you're just coming out and knocking out their skull, and the rest of the day is built towards training. It's one-on-one instruction. It's like going and seeing your batting coach, and he's like, "Hey, let me make you more efficient behind this firearm. Let me help you out." And then it moves on, like he was discussing, moving and shooting, working in and around vehicles because that's our office, shooting through glass, putting you in uncomfortable positions, forcing you to manipulate the gun with your offhand in case you take an injury. Mm-hmm. All these other things is now we're spending more time training people and less time qualifying people.
And what he means by that is qualifying is standing, 3 meters away from a paper target under a no-stress situation, comfortably standing and drawing your weapon and putting the rounds on the target and putting it away safely. Qualified. Not ready. Not ready. The training goes into all of the other aspects of, as he said, moving around a gun. I mean, if you arrive on a scene and you're taking fire and you're in your car, now what? everything's completely different, right? How do you handle that? So we'll keep going through this series. And in fact, let me prepare you for the next phase of this, which is we're going to go inside the shoot house, which is this amazing brand new facility that the sheriff has. It is a nobody else has this kind of thing. And it's unbelievable. I had a chance to not only go in and kind of watch how they did things, but I got to walk through a couple of simulations and practice shooting and being very, very terrible at the job.
That's not fair, man. That's not fair. We should have had like a little competition.
We'll talk about this next week, though. I just wanted to get you kind of prepared that, again, my takeaway, they are looking for deputies, but they are recruiting more now than they need, and because they can be selective. But they have, you talk about top-notch training. There's no better. I mean, it's you know, you think of like what you watch on TV when like the SEALs and special operators train. That's what they're doing at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So that in a situation, you get the best outcome both for the citizen and for the police officer, and you solve it and you don't have all the problems that come with not having that kind of training. It's genuinely first rate. 651 here on News Radio Pensacola. Actually, let's do that. I got a minute or two. Let me take you inside the tower for a second. So it's a two-story building, this brand new shoot house that they created. One part of it on the back has a second-story observation deck tower from which they can control, from an aerial perspective, all of the operations of the range. This is Sheriff Simmons.
We're going to go inside. What are we going to see?
Well, this is a range tower itself.
Okay.
This whole building actually is brand new. What we decided
like in the
to
last
do,
just couple of years, right?
Yeah, well, last couple of months, really.
Oh, okay, so brand new. Up. All right.
We've been working on it for about the last year and a half, probably. Design, we told people what we wanted. I wanted a range tower that connected to what we call a shoot house, so that we can have even more functionality in our training with regards to not just shooting real weapons, but also with our training. So what you're seeing now is a brand new range tower.
All right.
Again, this is not very big because all you really need is have access to see what's going on in the shooting.
Sure.
You run this range from this tower here alone. So we have someone up here at all times whenever they're training. And again, all brand new. And what I wanted was,
even smells new.
And it might not seem like much, but having a second floor observatory for the range lets you see everything that's happening on the range, manage
that's
the activities,
huge.
And improve safety. Because right. When you're at ground level, which is very common, every shooting range I've ever been to until this one is at ground level, you're having to see through people, see through cars, see through, you know, whatever is going on there. It's better to be able to manage it from an aerial perspective. And the only reason they have that tower now is because it's attached to the shoot house, which is two stories, because you have an upper level observatory level, like a catwalk all around the moving doors and walls and windows, and that they can manipulate and create any building that they want to simulate. That's the shoot house. And then down below, of course, where they're actually running through that. 6:53 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And when I mention car brands like Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, you know, good imports, you pay extra to get them. You might think you have to pay extra in order to service them. You don't. Actually, by law, there's a federal law that says you don't have to go to the dealership to service them. And especially if the dealership is in Destin or Mobile, that's distance, gas, inconvenience, and probably in higher price. Or you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. They also work on Chevys and Fords and GMs. That's fine, Dodges. But they work on gas engines, diesel engines. Again, a specialty thing. You might think, you know, you got to go to the dealership. You don't, okay? When the truck runs good, it runs good, right? When it doesn't run good, oh, man. So anyway, they want to see you a little bit more routinely for the regular stuff, a little bit more regularly, so that they can avoid having to see you for the big, unexpected, catastrophic stuff. The website name is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. That's kind of the philosophy. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then, once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Silent breed is people!
Oh, I gotta love this audience. Somebody texted me in and said, I'm going to start calling you Tackleberry.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Y'all are the best.
Tackleberry.
657, John's got traffic for us. John.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. No accidents to let you know about. Still seeing some delays coming out of Pace through that construction zone headed southbound to Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you need air conditioning work, heating, electrical, plumbing, anything like that, Piedmont will take care of you. They're all across the Gulf Coast. And when I say that, I mean all across the Gulf Coast. They've been expanding east all the way to Tallahassee. You know, they've been in town for a long time, but they're all the way east of Tallahassee now. And then last year they got over into Baldwin County, and then this year they've expanded to Mobile County. So they are literally everywhere along the Gulf Coast for anybody locally. Professional, do it right the first time, stand by the products, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They've been in business for 55 years and celebrating that anniversary. They're offering a complete AC inspection for $55. Call today to schedule one. And also tanked water heater flush and plumbing inspections for $55. You might not realize how much of a problem the sediment buildup in the bottom of your tank can interfere with heating your water or how fast or how much of it stays hot. So you can get that inspection for $55 also right now. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. We got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the FAA is now investigating how a Southwest Airlines passenger jet was damaged after a scary incident at 38,000 feet a couple weeks ago. The FAA says the plane's rear end began to wag, and that caused the wings to rock side to side. Apparently, they call this a Dutch roll is the name of this type of incident, inspired by a movement inspired by ice skaters, apparently. But the FAA says the plane involved in this was a Boeing 737 MAX. The NTSB and Boeing now both working with the FAA to figure out how and why this happened. The good news, the pilot was able to regain control after that, and the plane landed in Oakland. And
as long as there wasn't some scary clawed creature taking out the engine on the wing, I'm going to be okay
with it. Right, that's always my biggest fear when flying, too, is a gremlin on the wing.
You want to see something really scary? Still to this day, that line creeps me out a little bit. We'll be back in just a minute with the Billfish Tournament Director.